Good to be back, and I'm still nervous. First of all, I want to thank the Lord for all He's done for me and my family. He's been so good to us over these past few months, and it's been really good. I just appreciate Him and thank Him for that. I was up at camp, and the other day the pastor or the preacher, he was speaking about, he had a text. Well, he actually had Psalms 126, that was his whole text. And the last part of that, verse 6, really spoke to me. It says, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, beareth precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." And when he got down to that, he said, you know what? He said, that's a promise. And he had a couple, he said a few things, and he says, because it says, shall doubtless come. And so I took that, and I'm holding on to that. And I want to do my best to reach the people, wherever I am. And that is the cry of my heart, to reach people, wherever I am. It's been tough up there, you know, from time to time we all have trials and troubles, and but like I said, He's helped us through it all. And as Brother Ziegler was speaking this morning about troubles and trials, and it just really spoke to me, and I really appreciated that message this morning, and it really helped me and my wife, and I'm glad I was here this morning. It just really spoke to my soul. I'd like to start out, tell you a little about what's been going on up there in Canada. In March, it was a little bit before March, we had a big load of wood come in. Big load sat on our side of the road, and a big load sat on Tan and Steve's side of the road. And March 5th, the wood cutting crew came up from Rock Lake, Michigan. And they came up there and cut all the wood up, and we stacked, and that was a job. I've never been so tired in all my life. I've done wood before, but that was rough. But anyhow, we got it cut up and stacked, and let it set out there. And then finally, the other day, it was just before camp. Man, we had a lot to do. I think the week before camp, we was busy every single day. One day I had to go over to the Rainses, which used to be missionaries there, and they had wood that they needed help with. So me and Steve went over there and helped cut up some of their wood. Then the next day we put our wood up, and I think we finally finished it up. We started at about 8:30 in the morning. And there was a guy that came over from the town there, and he actually takes care of the mission there whenever we're gone. And he brought his four-wheeler and trailer, and we actually went and picked it up. But he came over and was helping us all day, and he had to leave at 4:15. He said, well, he's like, you can finish this up. He said, you can just bring it back in the morning whenever you get done. So we kept working at it, and then finally we finished it up at 9:30 that night. That was another time I'd never been so tired before in all my life. I'd never moved so much wood. I'm sure a lot of you have. I just never have had to do anything like that. But I want to thank the Lord for how He helped us get all that done and get that put in. And we're actually, even after all that wood we got put in there, we got our big woodshed filled probably about 3/4 of the way full. And we still have to, me and Steve have to go out and find some more wood, because if the winter is going to be like they're saying it's going to be again, we're going to have another long and hard winter. And so I think we didn't quit burning wood until, I think it was May. We were still burning wood in May. And we had ran out of wood in the woodshed, so I had to go start burning green stuff. And so all that stuff that we had stacked there, I had to start bringing that all in. So we actually used part of our supply for the following year. So if we can't find enough around the reserve or areas, we're going to have to get another load in and cut it up and split it. But anyhow, the Lord will work everything out in that situation. Like me and Jermaine said, we went up there to start the kids' work up, and I've been having a great time with that. The parties that we've had working with the kids, it's been great. We have the parties, and there's one little boy, his name's Lance. He every time he comes, he's always giving me a hard time. He's always picking on me. I just love that kid to death. He's funny. He's something else. He'll always. We had a water fight. We was doing a water relay of some sort. I think we got a picture out there. And after we got done, the kids were messing around. We had the big sponges. We were standing there, and he came up and he whacked me upside the head with that thing and took off running. So I took off running after him, and I think I took him and held him under the faucet. But anyhow, then a couple other kids got, I think Paris got in on it and was trying to get me. But we have a lot of fun up there with those kids. And my part in helping out in the children's ministry, I usually do the Bible scriptures, helping the kids learn the scripture for the day. And I have a lot of fun with that. There's some of them there. They're sitting there, and you have to egg them on and say, come on, you know, you want a prize or something, you got to do this. And usually it's Lance is the one that's giving me the hard time. But he just cracks me up. But like has been said, we just got done with Athens camp, and we were able to bring three kids down this year. Retea was able to come. We didn't think she was going to be able to come because she didn't have her birth certificate, but at the last minute, she was able to come up with enough stuff that the border would let her cross, and so she was able to come. But another girl that was supposed to come, Jenna, she'd been there before. Something happened. I don't know. They left the day after us, and so she opted out from coming, and so it was just the three of them. One of them was a new kid. His name was Jarrett. He's never been to the youth services. He's been to our archery programs and stuff like that, but he's never been to the youth services. And so it was kind of odd. I was inside one morning, and I seen somebody pull in. And so I walked outside, and I walked over there, and I was like, yeah, what can I do for you? He's like, yeah, she started talking to me, and she said, yeah, I'm the mother of Jarrett. And at first I didn't know who she was talking about. And then she says, he came to the air pistol program with Hart. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember him. She said, he's interested in going to youth camp. I was like, okay. I was like, well, my brother-in-law and sister, they take care of all that, so I'll let them know that you came. And so it all worked out that he was able to go, and all three of them kids got a lot of help. And the one that really excites me the most is Nate. I'm just to see him, the change that's been in him, it's just awesome. Just a little bit of time, it really, really makes my soul happy. And and the thing is last year when they was at youth camp, they had the good services and stuff as we usually do, and Nate came out a little bit later, and he was talking to Steve, and he said, he had a question. He said, Steve, I don't know exactly what he said, but this is the gist of it. He said, I have something in my heart. He said, I feel funny during these services. And Steve said, well, that's the Lord speaking to you. And this year he got right with God, and I want to thank God for that. And another encouragement to me and Steve and everybody there is Chib, his dad, Chib and Andrea. Just before we came down for youth camp, I guess Steve was talking to Chib, and Chib was talking to him and said, yeah, he's like, you know what? He's like, I'd really like to get down there to that Athens family camp. And, you know, Steve was talking. He's like, well, he's like, I thought he was just talking, you know, just trying to make me feel good or something like that. And a few days later, they heard about it from Retea, and I guess he had went and talked to his family, and I guess his daughter Caitlin, which she has been to youth camp before, she wasn't able to go this year because she had just had an operation on her knee, and so she was kind of bummed up. But anyhow, so Caitlin was really excited about that, so hopefully next year Chib and his family will come down. That's one of the families that we've been working with. We've been trying to build a relationship with them. We're trying to get a fishing trip together to go out with Chib and Nate and them, and so we've just been really busy, but we haven't been able to get that done, so hopefully we can get that done. And then another another family that we've been working with is not really working with, but trying to build a relationship, and is Josh and Terry Lynn. Josh is an Iroquois. He's from New York. His reservation is right there on the border. But anyhow, he's got dual citizenship. But anyhow, we've been working with them, and we're actually supposed to go on a camping trip whenever we get back up here after a family camp. Go up north about 155 kilometers or something like that, which is, I don't know what in miles. But anyhow, it's a little ways up north. There's a cabin on a lake. He said he'd take care of the rental of the cabin and the whole area. Josh said he would, and so we're supposed to go up there and do that with them. And his wife, Terry Lynn, a while back, her and Jermaine will say something about her later, but her and my wife are friends, and she had mentioned something to Jermaine about giving writing lessons, and so I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. And so that started the wheels rolling of, I figured, I knew we'd have to get insurance and all that stuff, and so I started talking to Brother Sherman, and he said, you know what, he said, that's a really good idea. I was like, I really want to do this. And so these past, I don't know, it's been a month or two, we've been working on trying to get the insurances and everything that we need, and so hopefully I can start doing that, and that will become part of our outreach program to, you know, whoever on the reserve. If I can get all the insurance that I need, I'll start doing that, offering writing lessons to the children and whoever wants to come out. And so, it's just something that I love, and so I was just thanking God so much for opening that avenue up. And we also hope to use it. I would like to integrate it into our archery programs, the programs that we have with the youth. I'd like to offer that because they do different, like during the programs they do, you know, painting and stuff like that. I'd like to offer that as an option if they would like to do that, because it's about a week-long program that we have, and so I would like to offer that. And Brother Sherman thought that would be a good idea, so hopefully we can get that off the ground. And but the insurance is another thing. I have to have, this is something you can pray about, I have to have at least $5 million worth of insurance, because our insurance company that takes care of the mission right now said, I have to have at least $500 million in my own insurance policy to operate, because they don't want to have to take care of anything if anything happens with the horses or anything like that. But Brother Sherman, he said, you know what? He says, we'll jump through the hoops that we need to do to jump through to get this done. So I'm really excited and looking forward to doing that. It's going to be fun. We also, I hope to get it, have it done by September 12th. That's our fall party. That's one of our, we're having a bunch of people come up from the States here. Brother Sherman, he's bringing up, well, he's not. He was coming up, but 12 of his family members are coming up for our fall party, and we'll be having a bunch of other people come up from Michigan and wherever else, and then a bunch of the people from the reserve come in. We have a hog roast, and we was talking about what we was going to do at this fall party. I was like, yeah, we need to do something cool. I was like, I was just messing around. I was like, you know what, we should find a crazy horse and offer somebody, if they want to ride it or something. And I was like, or maybe... what did I say? Grease pig. I was like, we can get a pen, set up a pen, and they can do grease pig. And if they get the pig, then they can take it home. And we're just trying to find fun and interesting things to draw people in off the reserve, you know, just kind of a, and just show them what we're all about. And last year we had a good number in. We had hayride, and like I said, we had the hog roast. And hopefully this year we have a lot more people come in from the reserve. So I'm really excited about all that, and I hope that, like I said, the insurance gets all straightened out. I'll be able to offer pony ride or horse rides. I said that to somebody, and they said, that is not a pony, that's a horse. And I was like, yeah, well, whatever. But anyhow, I hope to offer that during our fall party, and so I'm looking forward to that. And I was thinking about the horses. A big thing to me was when we first moved up there, I had to get my hay, of course, because we don't have a big enough property there to feed him, and it was in the winter, and so I had a couple of different options to buy hay. And so I didn't really pray about it. I just picked one. And, so I went over there and started asking him, you got hay? And he's like, yeah. And so we started buying hay off of him and kind of built a little bit of friendship with him. And his name's Bruno. He's a German. He's still got a strong German accent, but he's lived up in Canada for quite a while now. And he's got a good-sized farm there. And came around about IHC time, and I was looking for somebody to take care of my horses. I had thought about getting out all the paperwork I needed and hauling them down here and leaving them here in Shoals and doing all this. And then I got to thinking, you know what, that's going to cost me about over $400 just to do that. I was like, I can't do that. And so I was talking to him, and I asked him if he knew of anybody that can take care of horses or a boarding place of any type. And he's like, no. He's like, I didn't. He mentioned some lady over there, but he said he didn't know if she still did that or not. And so I went home with my bale of hay, and then about 3 weeks later I came back, and I still hadn't found anybody, and we got to talking about it again, and he said, well, he's like, you know what? He says, you can leave your horses here if you want to. And I was like, really? I was like, okay. I was like, well, how much you want for it? He's like, he says, don't worry about it. I said, that's fine. And so I left him there, and we went down to IHC, and then coming down for camp, same thing. He said, you can just leave them here, he said, and it's going to be about a month. And I just want to thank God for directing me in that way. You know, I didn't really kneel down and pray, but it was just directing, and that was just something that spoke to my heart that says, you know what, you're in the right place, you're doing the right thing. And I know they're just horses, but I think God wants me, something's going to happen with those horses. God wants to use those horses in a way to reach kids, to reach children, to reach people. I believe it with all my heart. So I just want to thank God for everything He's done for me, how He's guided and directed. He's been so good to us. And another thing, when I moved up there, I was one of my big worries was the bears. My horse had never seen a bear in their entire life. I was like, they see a bear, they're going to freak out and be in the next county. And but we got up there, and I was praying about this. I was like, Lord, I was like, you help me get these horses up here. I was like, they're your animals. You can do what you want with them. So it's like, just keep your hand upon them. And it was the first part of the spring. I got a call, and the neighbor lady said, well, she said, there's a bear coming. And I was like, okay. And pretty soon, just shortly after the phone call, my dog took off the back porch, and we're right at the edge of the lawn there barking into the woods, and looked over there, and there was a bear standing over there in the woods, a medium-sized bear, not a big one. And he was standing there. I was looking. Dogs were just barking and tearing it up. And so I called him back, and they came back, and they were still barking, and stood there and watched him, and he kind of looked for a little bit, and then he dropped down and took off. And he just meandered off through the bushes there and went back and around. And I had to go out to the horses to feed him or something. And as I was walking back there, I could hear him, and I could see him just kind of thrashing through the brush back there. And I watched him. I was like, man, I hope he don't come busting across there. I was like, if he does, I'm going to be running, that's for sure. But anyhow, he just kept on going, and I didn't see him anymore after that. And I actually, from that day, I haven't seen a bear. There has been bear over across the road at my brother and brother-in-law and sister's house, but one day they left their garbage can out. It has a lid with a hook on it, but that don't keep the bears out. They just tear that up off and dig in there. We usually keep it in my horse trailer so they can't get in there, but they left that out, and he got into that one night. And then they forgot and left the bag of garbage on the front steps, and he got into that one night. But as far as bears coming around by my horses or anything like that, I haven't seen them. What I think is they're doing is they're skirting out around the property, because every night my dogs, they'll just light out and just take off and head towards the woods. They'll come out around the house and head up to the dead end, just barking and carrying on, and I'll run out and get them back. And they'll come back, and they'll just be sniffing the air and barking and carrying on. And I just want to thank God for, you know, it's just something small, but I want to thank God for that, how He's answered prayers, and each and every time He answers our prayers, whether they're big or small, I just thank Him, and I tell my kids about it, and I just want to thank Him so much for all He's done, how He's helped us up there. It's been so great being up there. I miss the softball. I'm not going to lie. I do miss softball. But you know what? When I'm up there, I really don't think about it. God just helps me and encourages me every day. And I just want to thank Him for that. You know, I miss things down here, but I'm where I'm supposed to be. And when I'm in the center of God's will, that's where I'm the happiest. And that's where all of us will be the happiest, when we're in the center of God's will. Another thing I would like to mention in closing was, we are in the process of trying to get up to way up north. It's about 8 hours. Is it about 8 hours? It's about 8 hours. It's called Moose Factory. It's a reserve up there. And what it is you can drive 4 hours. You drive 4 hours to this town. And then you get to this town, and then you either got to take the railroad or you got to fly in. And then once you fly, or I think if you, the train ride is another 4 hours. So it's way up there. It's right by the, I believe it's in, on the bay up there. But anyhow, it's way up north. And we're trying to get up there and get into those reserves up there and start our youth programs up there. Josh, the guy that I talked about earlier, he has a friend up there that he plays basketball with. They travel around and play basketball. But he knows the guy up there, and so we're going to try to get me and Brother Sherman and Steve and Josh, we're all going to try to get together and take a trip up there and scope it out. Josh said there's about 6 churches up there in the small little town. And the way he makes it sound, it is really small. Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the size of Shoals, but he said there's 6 churches in that place. And he said they're all fighting against each other. He said none of them are together or anything like that. So we're going to go up there and see if we can hook up with one of the churches or do something and get a boat program up there. So just pray for us as we try to reach out into these other areas. And I'm really excited about getting up there and doing that. It's going to be great. Once again, thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Thank you for allowing us to speak here. At this time, I'll turn it over to Jermaine, and I think Paris has a little something. Thank you.
Jesus is the way. May you live in town or country, in the busy avenues, Africa or Asia, the task is up to you. So be a missionary every day. Tell the world that Jesus is the way. The Lord is soon returning, there is no time to lose. So be a missionary, God's consenting there. Be a missionary today.
First time she sang that show, so she's pretty nervous. I was just thinking about Toby and his animals and talking about his dogs. Sometimes I hate those dogs. But yeah, sometimes I do not like those dogs. I mean, they're a lot of work. We had to bring them down here. We had to take them to camp. They're barking at camp, and they're just kind of annoying. But they do keep the bears away, and they kind of have been helping us as far as that, and gives my kids something to play with. So I guess now that, looking back, Toby wasn't so crazy taking them up there. And the horses, too. Whenever he told me that he wanted to take the horses, like, how in the world are you going to take the horses to a mission field? But through that, not only is it opening up doors to reach out to the kids on the reserve, but Toby's been teaching my nephew Tyler to ride. And he's so funny. He calls himself a city boy. So he's like, I don't know nothing about animals. This is the first time he ever rode a horse. But God has been using that because Tyler has such a hard time. He has such a hard time up there in Canada. I mean, he's a teenager. He's the same age as all those kids up there. So having something for him to do, it really means a lot. So I don't think you're crazy anymore taking animals up there. I just want to say thank you for letting us come here and having a service. It's kind of last minute. We were supposed to go out to South Dakota, but things just weren't working out. We were supposed to help with a program there, but it wasn't working out. And I told Toby, I said, well, we won't be able to have a service in the fall because Tan and Steve wanted to have a service here in the fall. And we're wanting to come back again, but I don't really want to have a service when I'm huge and pregnant. So I was thinking the only time until next spring or whatever. So thank you for allowing us to be here at the last minute. I'm really excited about how God has been working on the reserve, how God has been working on the reservation where Krista and Weston are. I really see God moving. And if you weren't in Athens, you don't really know what I'm talking about. And you should have been there. It was pretty awesome to see all those kids. So try to make it next year. But Toby talking about Nate and Jarrett and Ortea, I'm so excited about Nate. And just how he's, I think he's really trying. But I know how it is when you're really trying and you go home and your family doesn't go to church and all those, temptations are there. And you feel like you have no one to guide you. I know how that feels, so please pray for them and all the other kids that got help at camp. One of the things that Nate was starting to ask about was he wanted to be baptized. And we're excited about that. And Steve started talking. He said that might be something we can do when we get home. Before it gets cold, which the water is still cold, so I don't really think it matters when we do it. But he's wanting to be baptized, and Steve and his boys have never been baptized, so I think they're going to try to do that. We're going to try to get Brother Sherman to come up or somebody to come up and do that for us. So I just pray that all of that kind of falls together. And Toby was telling you a little bit about Chib and Andrea. That really makes me excited. Chib is an alcoholic, so he struggles with drinking. And a few months ago, he kind of went back to drinking, and it's really hard on his family when he starts drinking again. And he's a really nice guy. A lot of the people in the reserve don't. Most of the dads aren't with their families or their kids anymore, which it's like that a lot of places. But it's really hard on them when he starts drinking again. So for him to want to come to camp is really exciting. And Toby was talking about Josh and Taylor, which he is actually Tristan and Paris's basketball coach. And they are a young couple also that don't, they don't go to church, but they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't do drugs, which is very unique for up there because it seems like everyone drinks and all that kind of stuff, especially their age, because they're around me and Toby's age. And they're trying to they try to make the reserve better for kids. Like they do the basketball, and she's in charge of youth functions. And I've really gotten to know her a lot better. We have gone shopping together. I've gone with her different places, and she wanted me to start watching her kids. So I'm back to my old job, babysitting. So I babysit for her every so often, and we've become really good friends with them. And since she's the youth worker for the reserve, she always tries to, she'll ask us whenever we have functions at the church, so it doesn't, so she doesn't plan anything for the youth during our time with them, which is really nice because, I mean, most places wouldn't even care about what you're doing at your church. So it was just really nice for her to think about us and not, schedule things on the nights that we have with the youth. So just pray that we get more acquainted with them. And I really believe that God will help us with them. Sometimes it's hard for me to get to know new people. In February, we had our Valentine's party. And that was a lot of fun. That was Tanja's youth had the Valentine's party, and it kind of helped me because we missed the one here. But Tanja wanted them to do all of themselves. She wanted them to cook all the food, and she doesn't like to cook. So I had all the girls come over to my house, and I helped them cook and helped them bake and stuff like that. And I had a lot of fun with them doing that. And then Toby was telling you a little about the archery program. That was, actually, it was a pistol program. And Toby helped with that while I did the painting part of that. So just things like that is just some things we look forward to. And at that time, we had a lot of kids, and our kids couldn't participate in that because there was so many kids that came in. As soon as we get home from Athens Family Camp, we will be getting ready for the fall party. And that is always pretty exciting. The one last year was a lot of fun. I don't know about Toby's whole pig idea, but we're trying to think of things that are fun to do. We had a staff meeting, and one of the things I'd like to see is, since a lot of people from the States come up, I would like the women in our church, the older women, to sell crafts. Because that's one way for them to make money. So we're going to try to do that and try to just have different games and stuff like that. So, and I was thinking next year, since there's a lot of men in here who sing, I'm going to try to persuade some of you guys to come up and sing for us. We have a church that has a group that have come up twice. And we're trying to find someone else to do it next year. So be thinking about that. We need somebody to come up and sing. The people in the reserve really like to hear them sing. So Chad and whoever, you guys should come up. Let's see. Our children's work. We started that in end of March, beginning of April, somewhere around there. There was a lot of things that we need to get done before we started that. Our house needed unpacking, which is kind of a pain. And then our room that we have good news in is, it was piled with all kinds of junk. And it just needed redone. So that was a slow process. And we didn't get started till about April. Our first Sunday, we had about 4 kids. That was including our kids, too. They had a tournament. So all the kids were gone away. But since then, we've gotten up to about 14 kids, but it varies. Some of them don't come all the time. But that is exciting and sometimes scary. But we have a lot of fun with the kids. One of the ways we try to reach out and try to bring more kids in we started going to, the reserve has a, they call it a family night. The woman that's over it, I started to be good friends with her too, so we started taking our kids. We thought, okay, this is one way to get our kids around kids their own age, give them something to do. They play like kickball and dodge, I mean, all kinds of different things. So we started taking our kids into that, and we realized this family night, they didn't have families. They just dropped their kids off and left. So she had all the kids by herself, and sometimes, how many kids did they have? They had a lot of kids. I think more than that. There was times there was like 20 to 30. 30 was probably the most. And she couldn't handle them all by herself, so me and Toby started going in there and helping them, helping her with family night. And that kind of opened doors for me to meet kids and even their parents. Sometimes their parents would stick around for a little while. But there's one woman, her name was Danelda Cada. Her dad had, he recently died in a fishing accident not too long ago. And she's been kind of having a hard time, so I've been trying to keep up with her on Facebook, telling her we're praying for her. And she really wants to bring her kids to Good News because she used to go when she was younger, when Bev did it. So I'm still, she hasn't brought her kids yet, so hopefully they come sometime. But her one little boy is just so shy. So that's one of the things she's nervous about, and I told her she could come and just kind of hang out and make sure he's okay. So that was, the family night is a good way for us to reach out. Our Sundays, kind of explain to you what our Sundays are like. We start out all the youth, and then our kids, we all start out singing together, and then we have prayer and stuff like that. And then after that, we break off, and we go to our own class in Tanchester Youth. Normally we start out with a story, and that kind of surprises me because sometimes you think kids aren't really paying attention and just messing around. So I was wondering how much they were understanding. But when you get around to asking questions, I mean, they know what I'm talking about. They know the answers. So just kind of that really helped me because I was afraid that I'm not good at telling stories. I'm still learning. So I was afraid they were getting bored. So that kind of just helped me, them being able to answer questions and know what I'm talking about. We try to have a party for them at least once a month. Forgot to go on for the rest of the Sunday. Toby does a little scripture. And they have trouble sometimes, but every Sunday, most of them say their scripture every Sunday. And they usually get a prize once they've said their scripture, like two different scriptures on different Sundays. Because we have one each Sunday. And once they say two, we give them a prize. So they always say their scripture and stuff like that. And then sometimes we do a craft, sometimes we don't. If there's too many kids, sometimes I don't because our classroom is really small. So we just do things like that, and then parties. We have a party once a month. We try to just do something different with them every month. We had like a water slide the one month, and we did like a scavenger hunt. But the scavenger hunt also included like questions from the last month of what we've learned. And they did really good with that, and they're actually looking forward to doing another one of those. So we have a lot of fun with them, but sometimes I kind of struggle with just not feeling qualified to work with these kids, not feeling like I'm doing a good enough job. Like sometimes I feel like I don't really know what I'm doing. And then I read something. It says, God doesn't always call those who are qualified. He qualifies those who are called. And I do feel like he's helping me learn how to work with these kids and be more comfortable with working with these kids. But I love what we're doing. It might be scary, but I love those kids. The devil always fights. And lately I've been having a hard time with just different things. Just feeling really down and just... just feeling overwhelmed. And I think part of that is pregnancy too, everything is so emotional. But I think coming down here, I needed it. I needed to hear Brother Ziegler's message this morning. I have a hard time with not being in church. When you do Sunday school every Sunday, and sometimes the kids come and they want you to do it Sunday night, so then sometimes I don't go to service on Sunday night, I do something with them. It's kind of hard not being in church sometimes, in a normal church where you can sit there and you can listen. But I'm holding on to this promise. When he called us, be still and know that I am God. So I try to remind myself of that. So just pray for me. And pray for my kids especially. I worry for my kids. I don't want to lose my kids. But sometimes I feel like them being there around other kids who aren't serving God, who aren't doing what's right, I feel like sometimes it's rubbing off on them. And that really worries me. So just pray that they'll always stand strong and always do what's right. Another prayer request I have is for our South Dakota kids that we were working with last year. I feel bad that we weren't able to make it out this year. They still keep in contact with me and were excited about us coming. Well, now that we didn't come, I'm feeling kind of horrible about that. So just pray for them, and I'm hoping after we have the baby we can make a trip out there to see them. Another thing is we're praying for someone, a family, to come and fill in while we're gone. That is one of the reasons why it's hard for us to get out and do deputation. Is while we're gone, Bev and Ruth do it, but they're kind of getting older, and it's hard for them to do it every Sunday while we're gone in deputation. So Brother Sherman is praying about a family to come up and just kind of fill in, just stay in our house and then do Sundays for us while we're gone. So if any of you want to do that, let us know. We're praying about a new vehicle. It's kind of, we have a lot of miles in that car. So that's another thing you can help us pray about. We use it for our mission trips. We use it to pick up kids. So we're needing something a little bigger to pick up kids and stuff. Homeschooling. Pray about homeschooling. We made it through this year. And I really like the curriculum we're using. So just pray that next year goes smooth. One thing that's been helping us is Ruth is the teacher, and she does Tanja's kids. So when it comes to math and stuff, my kids will go over to the mission and do school with them. And then after that, they come back over and finish. Let me think. What else do I need you guys to pray about? Pray for not just my kids, but Tanja's kids. Like I told you, they have a hard time too. I think it has really helped them that we moved up there. Toby does a lot of stuff with the boys. And that really helped them. I give the boys haircuts, and when I give Tyler his haircut, he talks to me all the time. And he tells me all his problems and stuff like that. And the kids on the reserve that he's friends with like to come to him and ask for advice. I guess they do, which I've heard them do it. They do it a lot. They ask him, what do you think I should do about this? And Tyler just doesn't know what to do with them. He's like, I'm only 14. What am I supposed to tell them? So he has a hard time with that. He has a hard time with, there's a lot of things they do that he's not allowed to do. Or he doesn't even want to do. So pray for them. Pray that they're always strong in telling them no. Sometimes I look at Tanja's boys and I'm so proud of them because I know the temptations that have come their way since they lived there. Things that sound fun, but they've stood their ground and they've said no. So pray for them that God will continue to help them. Pray for us as staff up there. Bev and Ruth have been having a horrible time with her legs. Bev had surgery, and she doesn't seem to be. It doesn't seem to be getting any better. And then Ruth had surgery because she fell down the stairs during Women of Worth one night. And we thought things were getting better, but we just found out that she has infection in her leg again, and she's having a hard time. So just pray for them because they're having a hard time with their legs. Pray for Tana and Steve as they work with their youth. Pray that more kids come in. That's one thing they kind of struggle with. Their numbers have been going down, so they struggle with that. But after seeing that at camp, that has really lifted their spirits, and they're excited about Nate and the other kids. I'm just so excited with what we're doing, and I just thank God for how He has been helping us these past 7 months. Like I said, sometimes it's hard, but then I see the little things that He's helping us with. Like boarding the horses, I mean, that was a big answer to prayer. I knew we couldn't really afford to board the horses. Bringing them down here just didn't seem right. And Bev and Ruth took care of them one time, but I was kind of nervous about that because, like I said, their health isn't very good. So Toby's friend Bruno has really been a big answer to prayer. And Toby has become good friends with him when he goes over there. He's there for like 4 hours. I mean, what is he doing? But he has become really good friends with him. And he's actually letting Tyler use one of his horses. He's letting us take it to the mission and let Tyler ride it and stuff like that. And we're wanting to go over there and have a bonfire with him and stuff like that. He seems like a very lonely man. So that, I'm just thankful for that Toby got in contact with him and he's starting to build a relationship with him. We're wanting to invite him to our fall party. And I'm just thankful for how the people on the reserve have accepted us. Like our kids being in basketball and just inviting us to different things, different functions they have. And that really meant a lot to me. Another thing I'm really excited about is the fact that we're having a baby. Before we left Canada, Toby and I had been praying for about baby for, since I don't even remember, it's been a long time, about 6 years. And I started to think that's not what God wants for me. But before we left, around Christmas time, I had a dream. I had a dream that once we did what God wanted, once we did what God wanted and went where He wanted us to go, that we would have a baby. And I woke up just so excited that I had my devotions right away. And in my devotions, it was the same thing. If we listened to God and we went where He wanted us to go, He would fulfill a promise to me. So when we got to Canada, I told the kids, never knew anything about this, us praying about another baby. I told the kids to help us start praying again. And Paris has a little prayer box that she likes to put her requests in, and we take it out during devotions and we pray for different ones. Well, she put that in there, and at IHC we found out you're having a baby. And I was excited to go home and have devotions and tell Paris she can take that out of her prayer box. I'm so thankful for how God has been blessing us. Even though it's been hard at times, He has always been by our side. And I just love Him so much for how He's been helping us. Another thing I forgot to mention about our prayer requests is our children's ministry. We are needing support for that. We are needing people to support us monthly. So far, everything that we've been doing up there has been coming out of pocket because the mission didn't. Their general fund is low, and it was hard for them to give us money for that. They've given us a little bit, but most everything has been coming out of pocket, and most of you that work in children's ministry know how expensive it is. So I told them that we would try to raise support for that. So if the Lord is speaking to any of you about that, just let us know. And our support has actually gone down, and we are needing to pick up some more supporters. And I just thank you so much for letting us come and having a service here. It's been so good to be home. As much as I love it here, I know where I'm supposed to be. So just pray for us as we go to Canada and continue our work. just love you all so much. I thank you for all that you've done for us.